Hi everyone, this is Carissa from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is part of our Baby's First Year collection and is titled A Guide to Teething and is written by myself and sponsored by the People Toy Company. Eventually, at some point through your baby's first year, they will begin to show signs of teething. Although it's important to note that some babies may not actually get their first tooth until closer to 14 months, depending on their genetics and how premature they were at birth. Some babies may go through lots of unpleasant symptoms, while others may barely notice the changes. But the best thing you can do as a parent or caregiver is to be prepared and know your options. A few teething facts. Typically, babies will begin teething around 6 months of age, although their symptoms can start as early as 3 months prior. Teeth usually arrive in sets of two, and the bottom teeth typically come in first. Again, every baby, though, is different and does develop in different orders at different rates. If you ever have any questions or concerns, please contact your pediatrician. Some symptoms and necessities. As stated, not all babies will show the same signs, but what you can expect for a typical baby are swollen gums, excessive drooling, and the need to gnaw. I remember when I first began to drool. I sent my husband to buy every pack of bibs that our local baby store had to offer. I could have cared less how pretty or decorative they were, and the bigger, the better. I kept a basket in my family room of bibs and went through sometimes as many as 15 per day for weeks until the tooth finally broke through the skin. But even more important than bibs are toys. Thankfully, there are products out there that are designed specifically for a teething baby. The shape, texture, and sometimes even vibration can help ease their sore little gums. There are also options that can be put in your refrigerator, which give a cooling effect when being chewed on. Each baby is different, so you may want to stock up on a bunch of different options to see which your baby prefers. And their preferences may change daily, even hourly, depending on how they are feeling. The People Toy Company has created a lot of toys specifically for this phase and with the purpose of helping to ease sore gums. Their newest line of toys is also perfect for this stage. Their Mochi series is a new line that was designed with keeping in mind that everything lands in a baby's mouth. So what did they do that is so different with this line? They made the toys with Japanese rice, 100% green and 100% fun. These toys are completely safe for your little one to chew on. People Toy Company conveniently sells their products through their website, local baby boutiques, stores, and through Amazon. We have included a few of the links in the article if you search for it at adorethem.com and look for the Baby's First Year collection. But be sure to also check out their products, which have even won Toy of the Year awards. A few other things to be aware of is that teething discomfort can cause ear pain. Many babies that experience ear pain will actually rub or pull at their ears. It is important to get these checked out to be sure that there are no ear infections, but hopefully they will soon find relief once their pearly whites break through. Unfortunately, whenever your little one is not feeling well, it can lead to fussiness, especially at night. It's important to remember to be patient. They can't speak, and crying is the only way to alert you that they are not feeling well. So you may not want to let them cry it out. Try a little extra soothing and comfort. Check with your pediatrician about giving your little one some ibuprofen, Motrin, Tylenol, or even some baby Orajel to help ease the pain. Lastly, you may even notice a change in their eating habits. Your baby may not be as interested in baby food or even their milk. Sucking can sometimes make the pressure worse, so you may even want to try a few new bottle nipples, pacifiers, or changes in breastfeeding positions. You may need to try several different options before finding one that works best. And don't ever be afraid to call your pediatrician. They have a lot of knowledge and experience with helping families get through this phase. Best of luck. For more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.